बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि, धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि, संघं शरणं गच्छामि। वेनरेबल सर, friends in the Dhamma, it gives me a great pleasure to share the Dhamma with you this afternoon. As I said the other day, towards the end of my talk, that I want to talk on the way to real peace, real happiness today. So, for this Dhamma talk, our topic is the way to real peace, real happiness of Nibbana. What is the way to real peace, real happiness of Nibbana? It is none other than the Eightfold Path, the Noble Eightfold Path. That is the way which is inculcated with the four establishments of mindfulness. So the four establishments of mindfulness are the most important thing to be understood. That is the Buddha said in a particular discourse, the Buddha said, this is the one way, the discourse on the four establishments of mindfulness. The Buddha said, this is the one way for the purification of all beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for reach the path and the attainment of enlightenment. So that is what we want to talk today. And still I can remember that some of you wanted me to explain the mindfulness of breathing further. Well, this is relevant. This is very well connected to this topic. Without practicing mindfulness of breathing, we cannot practice establishments of mindfulness. So four establishments of mindfulness and mindfulness of breathing are very well connected, interconnected, interlinked, intermingled. So that it is not irrelevant. Let's take this first. The mindfulness of breathing. As you know now well, there are 16 steps. Let's understand. This is very important as we all are practicing mindfulness of breathing nowadays. This is very important. I don't want to go in details, but let me to explain the 16 steps first. The first, the Buddha said, when you go to the congenial place, sit properly, cross-legged, keep the body straight, then relax. Just close in your eyes, you can relax. And then just observe your breath. Mindfully breathing in, mindfully breathing out. Mindfully breathing in, mindfully breathing out. This is the preparatory steps. That is just to understand breath as it is. Natural breath, without regulating, without controlling, just observe your breath. That is the first thing to be understood. Then at a time, you can understand. The Buddha said, Digam va asasanto, digam asasami iti pajanati. You can understand that you take a lone breath. This is the lone breath. That is the first step. First step is to understand. Now, as you are observing your breath, you can understand at the time you take a loan breath, when you take a loan breath, understand loan breath as loan breath. So, digangva asasanto, digangva pasasanto, loan breath in, loan breath out. That is the first step. According to the 16 steps, this is the first one. Then the where there is loan, there is short. So, next one should be necessarily the short one. So, you to understand the short one, as short one. So, rasang va asasanto, rasang asasamiti, rasang va pasasanto, rasang pasasamiti. When you take a short breath, you have to understand short breath as short breath. It is going in and out. That is the second step. Then the third one is you to understand the whole breath body. Sabda kaya pati sangvedi. What is this? Sabda kaya means whole breath body. Pati. Pati means contact. Sangvedi, you have to be sensitive. You have to be sensitive to understand this contact, this touching of the whole breath body. Sabda kaya pati sangvedi asasissamiti sikkati pasasissamiti sikkati, in and out. Yeah, you have to train this. And then as the fourth step, you can understand that breath is calming, as if you are not breathing. Sometimes you get afraid, oh, what is happening to me? But you don't want to get afraid, that you don't stop your breath. You don't. So sometimes it is calm in your breath. That is what is called pasambhang. Pasang bhayang kaya sankarang. That is calm in your breath. So these are the first four steps. First four steps. There are four sets of four. Four sets of four. So the four of the four sets, this is the first four. Tetrad. So whenever the Buddha said, whenever you practice, all the while you are practicing these four, you are practicing one of the four components, one of the four establishments of mindfulness. What is that? Body. Mind, contemplating body as body. You know, there are four establishments of mindfulness, which we are going to talk to later. The first one is contemplating body as body. So whenever you are practicing these four, you are practicing this mindfulness of body as body. Okay, then the next four, that is called the first one, they are rapture arises as you calm in your body, breath body. Rapture arises. The Buddha said, piti pati sangvedi. Piti is rapture. Rapture arises. You to understand rapture as rapture. Rapture arises and it suffuses all over the body. It doesn't last long. But you can understand rapture as rapture. That is what is called piti pati sangvedi. Then there follows sukha, happiness. Next step is happiness. Rapture, happiness. Then your thoughts. Still you have many types of thoughts. These are called chitta sankhara pati sangvedi. Chitta sankhara. You can understand your thoughts. Chitta sankhara. Mental formations. They are, when you observe different thoughts, you can control your thoughts and you can calm your thoughts also. Just as you calm your breath, you are calming your thoughts. That is called calming. Calming your chitta sankhara. Pasang bhayang chitta sankhara. So whenever you are practicing these four, all the while you are practicing these four, you are practicing another components, another part of the four establishments of mindfulness. What is that? That is the feeling. Contemplation on feelings as feelings. Then the third four. That is Now, as your mind is calm, your thoughts are calming, you can understand your mind clearly. Chitta patti sangvedi, chitta patti sangvedi, asa sissami sikkati, pasa sikkami sikkati. Your meditation is mindfulness of breathing. But still you can understand the mind as mind now. Where gladness arises, you have gladness in mind. That is called abhipamodayam chittam. You have a great gladness in mind. Abhipamodayam chittam asa sissami sikkati, pasa sissami sikkati. Gladness in the mind, you are breathing in, breathing out. Then your mind is now calming. You have happiness, tranquility, tranquility of mind, where concentration arises. Now you have good concentration. This concentration, together with this concentration, you can completely cut off your five hindrances. Then you come to this concentration. That is what is called liberation of mind. Next one is called liberation of mind. That is the fourth one of the third group. Third group of four. Liberated in the mind. Vimochayam chittam asa sissameti sikkati pasa sissameti sikkati. Liberate in the mind. Liberating from five hindrances. What are the five hindrances? Sensuous desire, ill will, sleepiness and laziness, restlessness and doubt. These five. Completely cut off these five hindrances. Then your mind is clear, no hindrances. Your mind is well developed now. There you can see through. That is what is called insight, vipassana. Where you can see things as they are. Whenever you see things as they are, you see things are arising and perishing. Whatever is in the nature of arising, it is in the nature of perishing. That is what you can see. That is what we call impermanence. Anicchanupassi asa sissameti sikkati pasa sissameti sikkati. Anicca. You see anicca. Then viraganupassi. Next step is viraganupassi. Viraga is fading away. Fading away of craving. Defilements. Viraganupassi asa sissameti sikkati. Dispassion. Fading away. Then the next one is cessation. Nirodhanupassi asa sissameti sikkati pasa sissameti sikkati. Cessation. The last is patinissagganupassi, complete relinquishment. That is called relinquishment of all defilements, all latent tendencies, taints, all gone. With that one attain enlightenment. So whenever we are practicing this, the first four, while we are practicing the first four, we are practicing the first one of the four establishments of mindfulness. That is the contemplation of body as body. When you come to the second four, whenever we are practicing this, then we are practicing feelings as feelings. Then the third group, whenever we are practicing the third group, we are practicing the mindfulness, contemplation on mind as mind, chitta. Then the last one, when we practice the last four, we are experiencing the dhamma, the mental objects as mental objects. So this is the connection. Buddha very clearly said, monks, when mindfulness of breathing is developed and cultivated, it fulfills the four establishments of mindfulness. See? This connection? Now, as we are practicing mindfulness of breathing, it should necessarily help us to the practicing, developing of the four establishments of mindfulness. That is the path. The Buddha said, this is the one way. So for this, the Buddha delivered a special discourse named Satipatthana Sutta. The discourse on mindful establishments of mindfulness. That is what we want to understand today. This discourse was delivered when the Buddha was living in the place called Kuru, which is the capital of India today, Delhi. Kuru is the Delhi, now it is called Delhi, that area. Then the Buddha lived there, addressing the monks. As the preamble of this discourse, the Buddha said, monks, this is the one way for the purification of beings. As Bhanteji explained these five purposes, the Buddha said here in this discourse, for the purification of beings, for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for the disappearance of pain and grief, for reaching the path, for the attainment of enlightenment. This discourse was delivered for these purposes. The Buddha said, what is the way? Buddha asked, what is the way? Chattaro Satipatthana, the four establishments of mindfulness. Now you know the four. Contemplating body as body, contemplating feelings as feelings, contemplating mind as mind, and contemplating Dhamma as Dhamma. Those are the four. Then Buddha questioned, how one should practice this? When practiced, the Buddha recommended here, at the very beginning, recommended four things to be maintained. Four factors to be maintained when we practice this. What are the four factors? The first is, Buddha said, ātāpi. We should have effort, ardent, to practice. Do it ardently. We have to practice all the time. We should have this in our mind. Whether we have this effort, we are practicing lazy or with an effort. We should have an effort to practice, continue this meditation. I should do this. I should stay longer like that. From time to time, you have to maintain, you have to make sure whether you have this effort, ātāpi. Then sampajāno. Sampajāna is jānāti means know. Pajānāti means know well. Sampajānāti means know it very well. Jānāti, pajānāti, sampajānāti. You to know it very well. Know what very well? Know your object very well. You to understand your object very well, clearly, not dreaming. When you give your attention to your breath, you don't dream. You don't sort of stay in a sort of delusion, but clearly understanding what is really happening. That is what is called clear comprehension, in other words. So, sampajano. The third is satima, mindful. Do it mindfully. Practice mindfully. Satima. Then the fourth one, vinaya loke abhijja do manasa. Vinaya is to avoid. Avoid both abhijja and do manasa. Abhijja is covetousness, do manasa is grief. So avoid both and stay in the middle. When you stay in the middle, what is there? That is equanimity. So practice equanimously. So these are the four again. Ardent, ardently, you can use the term ardently, comprehending, clearly comprehending, mindfully, and equanimously. These four. These are the four things to be maintained when we practice. Then the Buddha said how to practice the first one, that is the first establishment of mindfulness, the establishment of mindfulness of body as body. Here there are six subsections. When you study the first one, the contemplation on body as body, there are six subsections. Let's understand this now. The first one is mindfulness of breathing, which we have already talked. You can skip this. Then the second one is mindfulness. This is how the Buddha said how to practice mindfulness. Postures. We have, wherever we go, whatever we do, we have only four postures. Basically, we have only four postures. When we go, when we walk, we just walk. Everybody is walking. Going somewhere, that is walking. That is one posture. Then we stand somewhere. We all are standing. If we are standing, that is standing posture. That is the second posture. Then the third, sitting. See, we all are sitting, but in different posture, different ways, but still the posture is one, that is sitting. Then the reclining posture. We lie down. Those are the four postures. Buddha said, give attention to your posture. Buddha said, give attention to your posture. You don't want to worry of how others sit in, how others doing things. Don't worry about those. You to understand your own, how you are doing, what done or undone by yourself. So you to give your attention to yourself and understand how you are sitting, how you are walking, how you are reclining or any. Whatever you are doing, you to give attention, be aware of yourself. That is how to be mindful. So that is the second subsection. Then third one, you see this discourse is a long one. This is called long discourse. There are 34 long discourses. Within this few minutes, I'm trying to summarize this whole discourse for you. So that's why I don't want to go in details. Okay, then the third one, the Buddha said, how to develop awareness, mindfulness of all activities. All activities. Buddha mentioned some, abhikkante, patikkante, sampajanakari hoti. Whenever you walk, whenever you go forward, be mindful. Patikkante, whenever you are returning, be mindful. Alokite, vilokite, abhikkante, patikkante, sampajanakari hoti. Alokite, vilokite, sampajanakari hoti. Whenever you see this way, that way, like looking away, be mindful. Like we do, all the time we do like this, right? But still we are not mindful. Right? So the Buddha said, be mindful of these postures. Abhikkante, patikkante, sammacharakari hoti. Whenever you go forward, be mindful. Whenever you are coming back, be mindful. Whenever you look this way, that way, be mindful. Samminjite, pasarite, sampajanakari hoti. When you flexing or extending, bending, extending your limbs, be mindful. Samminjite, pasarite, sampajanakari hoti. This is how you to be mindful. This is what is practicing. Sammijite pasarite sampajanakari hoti. Sangati patta chivara dharane sampajanakari hoti. Here referring to monks, the Buddha said, Sangati is the monk's outer robe, is the cloak. Sangati patta is the bowl. And chivara is the robe, this robe. So whenever you use these things, be mindful. In your case, whenever you wear your clothing, shirt, when you button, whenever you wear your any clothing, be mindful. And whenever you wear your ornaments, anything, necklace or bracelet or any, be mindful. That is the meaning. So you are asked to be mindful whenever you wear these things. Sangati patta chivara dharane sampajanakari hoti. Asite, pite, kaite, saite sampajanakari hoti. Asite, asite is to eat. When you eat, be mindful. You have to be mindful when eating. Eating is a meditation. So whenever you eat, be mindful. Asite, pite, when you drink, be mindful. You see how the Buddha has taught us all these little things? Even all these little things, how you drink, when you drink, be mindful. Asite, pete, kaite. Kaite is to, you chew something, you bite and chew it. Right? Like apple, take an apple and you bite it. Be mindful. Not like a monkey. Not like a monkey. Take it, understand, and you can bite it and eat it. Kaite, saite, sampajanakar. Saite is to taste. When you taste it, be mindful. Asite, pite, kaite, saite, sampajanakari hoti. Then Buddha said, even when you use restroom, Ucchara passava kamme sampajanakari. Whenever you use the restroom, be mindful. And finally the Buddha said, when you talk, when you walk, when you stand, when you walk, and when you talk, and even when you are silent, be mindful. This is how the Buddha explained the way to be mindful to everything. Everything, we have to be mindful of our action. So that is the third subsection. The fourth one is, the Buddha said, Buddha categorized, Buddha classified this body into 32 parts. 32 parts, and asked us to observe these 32 parts and understand the real nature of it. These are not made of gold, pearl, gem, you can understand what it is, how it is, the real nature of these different parts of the body. There are 32. Let me to name this 32. I want to use Pali word also. Buddha said, Kesa, in this body there are head hairs. Kesa is head hairs. Then loma, body hairs, naka, nails, danta, teeth, pacho, skin, mansang, flesh, naharu, sinews, atti, bones, atti minja, bone marrow, vakkang, kidneys, hadayang, heart, yakanang, liver, kilomakam, diaphragm, pappasang, kilomakam, pihakang, spleen, pappasang, lungs, pappasang, antang, intestines, antagunang, what do you call mesentery, antagunang, pardon? Antagunang, udaryang, antang, antagunang, udaryang, udarya is the stomach, උදරයන් කරේසං පෙසස් පිත්තං බයිල් සෙම්හං ප්ලෙම් පුබ්බෝ පස් ලෝහිතං බ්ලඩ් සේදෝ ස්වෙට් මේදෝ ෆැට් අස්සු ටියස් වසා ග්‍රීස් කේලෝ සලයිව සිංගානිකා මියුකස් ලසිකා same kind of oil in bones, lasika, muttang, urine, matta lungang, kind of fluid in brain. Those are the 32 parts of the body. The Buddha said, observe these. You can't understand all these at the very beginning. But when you observe different parts of this body, you get a very good concentration. And later on even you can see through and understand these things. That is the fourth subsection to understand the body. Okay, then the fifth one is in this body, not only this body, everything is composed with four elements. Solidity, liquidity, mobility, heat. These are the four elements. Patavi, Apo, Tejo, Vayu. The Buddha said, observe these four in your body and understand. That is the fifth section. And the sixth section is the nine channel ground meditation. Channel ground is these corpses thrown away. It was the custom in the time of the Buddha that when one is died, the corpse is taken to the woods and threw it away. So then the Buddha advised his disciples to go and observe these corpses, different stages of the corpse, like how it's bloated after that, few days after. Two, three days after, you can see that it is quite bloated and festering and livid and then you see that you can understand. And when you see this corpse, the Buddha said, compare it with yourself. Oh, this is what happened to me also. Then go there again after another few days. After few days, go there and see how different, how it is devoured by many different animals, like jackals, dogs, crows, vultures, all these kind of different animals, birds, they come and eat it. And see this, and compare it with your body. Oh, this is what happened to me also. Like that, nine times. When you go in different times, you can see different stages of the body. That is another type of meditation. So all these six, that's the sixth one, all these subsections were given for us to practice as the contemplation on body as body, to understand the body as body. But it is not necessarily to practice all the six by us. If you practice at least one, you can attain enlightenment through that. Say for instance, the mindfulness of breathing. That itself is enough. There are some people, they want some different objects. Say for instance, those who are lustful, it is better practice the 32 parts of the body for such a person. In such a way, we have to take different objects and practice. Okay, let's go to the second one. That is, second one means the second components of the second establishments of mindfulness. That is, establishments of mindfulness of feelings as feeling. Here we are not practicing mindfulness of breathing. Just you sit and you to understand the feelings in the body. Any feelings, any sort of sensation in the body. Buddha once categorized these different feelings into 108 in particular discourse named Bahu Vedaniya Sutta, many kinds of feelings. The name of the sutta is many kinds of feelings. In this sutta, in this discourse, the Buddha categorized this into nine types of feelings. Buddha said, we have pleasant feeling, painful feeling, and neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Three types. And these three, again the Buddha categorized like worldly pleasant feeling, worldly painful feeling, worldly neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Six. Next the Buddha said, unworldly. Unworldly pleasant feeling, painful feeling, neither painful nor pleasant feeling. Those are the nine types of feelings. So we have to understand these different feelings. That is our meditation. That is the second of the four establishments of mindfulness. Let's go to the third one. That is mindfulness, establishing mindfulness on mind as mind. You to see mind, you to observe mind as mind. Mind as mind, when you practice this meditation, you are observing your mind, not your breath, not your feeling, but mind. When you observe your mind, the Buddha said, Buddha categorized, again Buddha showed us 16 types of mind, 16 states of mind in this particular discourse, in this section. When the mind is lustful, affected by lust, understand it affected by lust. If it is unaffected by lust, understand it as unaffected by lust. When it is affected by hate, then understand it as affected by hate. When it is unaffected by hate, understand it as unaffected by hate. When it is affected by delusion, understand it as affected by delusion. When it is unaffected by delusion, understand it as unaffected by delusion. So, lust, hate, delusion. Three. Yeah, you have six. Affected by them and unaffected. Affected and unaffected. There are six now. Then when the mind is contracted, understand it as contracted mind. When it is distracted, understand as distracted mind. When it is exalted mind, understand it as exalted mind. When it is unexalted, understand it as unexalted mind. When it is surpassed mind, understand it as surpassed mind. When it is unsurpassed mind, understand it as unsurpassed mind. When it is concentrated mind, understand it as concentrated mind. When it is unconcentrated, as unconcentrated mind. Finally, the Buddha said, when it is liberated, understand it as a liberated mind. If it is not liberated, understand it as unliberated mind. These are the 16 states of mind. 16 states of mind. So that is how we practice mindfulness of mind, giving attention to mind. But mind is not mind. Mind is not mind. That we have to understand. Okay, let's come to the next, the last one, last components, last establishments of mindfulness, establishment of mindfulness of mental object. What is this? This. When you practice these first three, your mind is clear. Your mind is well developed now. You can understand your five hindrances clearly and cut off five hindrances, where you can, you have both serenity and insight. You have both serenity and insight, where you can understand real, the real nature of this five aggregates. Real nature of five aggregates means that it is impermanent, unsatisfactory, soulless. It is impermanent. It is not mine. It's, I am not. Not myself. So you can understand the real nature of five aggregates. What are the five aggregates? Form, feeling, perception, volitional formations, and consciousness. Then you can understand the six internal bases and six external bases. There are six internal bases. What are the six internal bases? Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. These are the six internal bases. And the external bases are form, sounds, odors, flavors, tangibles, and mental objects, Dhamma. Those are the six external bases. So, 12, these are called 12 bases. You can understand the real nature of bases, not mere understanding of that it is there, but the real nature of these things. With that, by this time you have developed your mindfulness very well. It has become a powerful tool now. It has become a factor of enlightenment, which leads to the attainment of enlightenment. There are seven factors of enlightenment. Of the seven, the first one is mindfulness. As you have developed mindfulness, now it has become a powerful tool. So mindfulness is the first one of the seven factors of enlightenment. The first one, mindfulness. Second one is investigation of the Dhamma. Your mind is developed so that you can understand Dhamma. You have the power of investigation. That is called investigation of the Dhamma. Then the third is energy, effort, energy, virya. Then the fourth is rapture, piti, rapture. Fifth is tranquility, passaddi. Sixth is concentration, samadhi. Seventh is upekkha, equanimity. Those are the seven factors of enlightenment. When you practice these seven factors, when you practice, develop, these are to be developed. You see, the hindrances are to be cut off, these are to be abandoned. These seven are to be developed. When you develop these seven factors of enlightenment, they all lead you to the realization of the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. Unsatisfactoriness, the cause of unsatisfactoriness, the cessation of unsatisfactoriness, and the path leading to the cessation of unsatisfactoriness. Those are the four noble truths. Are there four truths in the world? These are not the four truths, but four facets of truth. Truth must be one and common to all beings in the world. That truth is unsatisfactoriness. These are the four facets, four sides of the same truth. That is why they are called dukkha ariya satchang, dukkha samudayang ariya satchang, dukkha nirodhang ariya satchang, dukkha nirodha gamini patipada ariya satchang. Dukkha, 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 dukkha. Unsatisfactory, 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 unsatisfactory. That is the connection. So when we practice further, we can understand these four noble truths. Unsatisfactoriness as unsatisfactoriness. It is to be comprehended. Buddha said this dukkha, this unsatisfactory is to be comprehended. And the cause of unsatisfactoriness is to be abandoned. The cause of unsatisfactoriness is craving. Then the cessation of unsatisfactory is to be realized. That is what is Nibbana. And the path for the unsatisfactoriness is to be developed. The path. That is the Noble Eightfold Path. So the Noble Eightfold Path, you all know these eight. The first one is Sammaditti, that is right understanding. There, it has three levels. The first one is understanding what is good and bad, what is right and wrong, what is wholesome and unwholesome. Some people, they haven't got this much. They don't know what is good and bad, what is right and wrong. What is wholesome and unwholesome? They don't appreciate what is good. They simply live like animals. That is the first level of understanding, good and bad. And the second level is we should have a particular way to follow, like we sort of philosophy or religion or sort of technique to follow. That we have to stick to that and we have to follow it. The third level is the right understanding of the four noble truths. That is the deeper level. Understanding the four noble truths is the right understanding. Then the second one is Samma Sankappa, right intention. Third, Samma Vacha, right speech. Then Samma Kammanta, right action. Samma Vayama, Samma Ajiva, right livelihood. Samma Vayama, right effort. Samma Sati is the seventh. That is what is the four establishments of mindfulness. Samma Sati, there it means the four establishments of mindfulness. Then the eighth one is Samma Samadhi, the right concentration. As Bhantaji explained clearly, for the completion, for the accomplishment of Samma Samadhi, right concentration, we have to develop the first seven factors, from right understanding to right mindfulness. When the first seven factors are completed, your samadhi, your concentration become the right concentration. Otherwise, it is a wrong concentration. That is why many thousands of ascetics, religious people, they got samadhi, but no nibbana, no enlightenment. That is why it doesn't lead to enlightenment. For the attainment of enlightenment, this much is not enough. Mere following the eightfold path is not enough. You have to go two more. What are the two more? Right knowledge. You should gain right knowledge. And finally, right liberation. The liberation is also there as is a right liberation. Samma jnana, samma vimukti. Together with these two, the path becomes the tenfold path. Eightfold path becomes a tenfold path. With this completion, the person becomes an enlightened one. So this is the way to real peace, real happiness of Nibbana. The Buddha delivered this discourse, and at the end, quite assuredly said, monks, if one should practice this in such a way, for 7 years, one can attain enlightenment. Either attain enlightenment, or if any residue remains, can attain the state of non-returner within 7 years. Then Buddha said, let alone 7 years, within 6 years one can do this. Then reducing the period. Within 5 years this can be done. Within 4 years, within 3 years, within 2 years, within 1 year, within 6 months one can do this. Then further Buddha said, within 5 months one can do this. If one can practice this properly, correctly, then within 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, half a month, finally said, if one would practice this accordingly, one can attain enlightenment within 7 days. This is the assured. This is how the Buddha said. This is the assurance given. So, friends, let's understand the significance of practicing mindfulness of breathing and practicing, developing the four establishments of mindfulness. As the Buddha very clearly said, when we practice this mindfulness of breathing, it leads to the four establishments of mindfulness, which lead to the seven factors of enlightenment, and which lead to the true knowledge and liberation. Therefore, with this understanding, let's continue our practice so that we all can understand, we all can experience this real peace, real happiness of Nibbana. May we all realize real peace, real happiness of Nibbana.